Every church bell on the island of Paros tolls the resurrection. The ships in port blare their horns as fireworks light up the sky over the sea. It's midnight, Easter Sunday morning in Greece, and the narrow streets of Parakia, the capital of Paros, are alive with people. Christos Anesti, Christ is risen, is the standard greeting, answered with Alithos Anesti, truly he is. Earlier in the day, we had each been given an unlit ribbon-adorned candle as we exited the small commuter plane from Athens. Upon checking into our room overlooking the square of Parakia, we found two more candles. We would find out why later. That night, through our open window, we heard a deep male voice chanting in Greek. Mesmerized, we joined the throngs in the narrow streets winding towards the Panagia Ekatsenapliani, or Church of 100 Doors. This church was founded by Alexander's mother Helen and built by him in 328. It is the last standing church in Greece built during the Byzantine era. The legend states that only 99 doors have been found, but when the 100th one is uncovered, Istanbul will again be Constantinople and belong to Greece. As we followed behind, we saw old friends and family members greeting each other with joyful voices. Many kisses and hugs were exchanged. We were told later that Easter is the most important religious holiday in Greece, and that family members scattered throughout Greece and the rest of Europe will travel to be home at this time. We sat on a bench in front of the old church, listening to the chanting from within, happy voices without, many people coming and going. As it neared midnight, we went off in search of our daughter Kat and her friend. But then the bells began. There was no fear of waking sleeping children as the whole town, indeed the entire island population, was out. As we neared a smaller church, we saw the priests outside with the congregation around them, a large lit candle in the middle. A few came up to light their long tapers. As they began walking through the streets, they would stop to light other candles, who would light other candles. Candles lighting candles lighting candles, greeting each other with Christos Anesti, answering with Alithos Anesti. The streets were alive with happy voices and bobbing candlelight. Many families gathered after the services to break their fast with a soup made from the inner organs of the lamb, which was to be roasted the next day. But we headed back for some much-needed food. Sunday afternoon, we joined a mixed group of local Greeks and other nationalities, sharing a large table at Magaya, a beach taverna, for a day of eating, drinking, and celebrating. All over Greece, goats and lambs were roasting, and it was no different here. The aroma filled the air. The wine flowed freely, and plates were heaped high. We felt very blessed to share the day and have this backdoor experience within the Greek culture.